From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Suicide bombers struck two mosques in Afghanistan during prayers on Friday, a Shiite mosque in Kabul and a Sunni mosque in the western Ghor province. The attacks killed at least 63 people. Here's how one witness described the scene.
Right after the clerics started their prayers, I was passing by the mosque and an explosion happened. There was chaos amongst the people. All the windows of the mosque were shattered. The police from a nearby checkpoint arrived and tried to control the crowd. All the wounded victims injured by the shattered windows and other victims were taken to hospital by ambulances, and the dead bodies were lying there.
No group has claimed responsibility for either attack. Militants killed 14 policemen, wounded 8 in a shootout during a raid Friday on a militant's hideout southwest of Cairo. Marissa Melton has more.
Egypt has been struggling to contain an insurgency by Islamic militants led by an affiliate of the Islamic State group. Attacks have centered mostly in the northern region of the Sinai Peninsula, but attacks on the mainland have also recently increased. The country has been under a state of emergency since bombings and suicide attacks targeting minority Coptic Christians killed scores earlier this year. Those attacks were claimed by the Islamic State group. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis is promising to keep the lines of communication open with Senator John McCain after the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee threatened to issue a subpoena for information about the deaths of 4 U.S. soldiers killed in Niger. The U.S. military has blamed Islamic State militants for the deaths of the 4 Special Forces soldiers and says it's investigating the attack earlier this month. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A team of international scientists now say Nobel Prize-winning poet Pablo Neruda did not die of cancer or malnutrition, rejecting the official cause of death, but not laying to rest one of the great mysteries of the post-coup Chile. This forensic expert says they are waiting now to be able to establish the origin of the bacteria they found in Neruda's body, and if this bacteria comes from a laboratory modified and cultivated to be used as a biological weapon. While still trying to determine what caused the Communist Party politician's death, the experts did not address suspicions that he was murdered by agents of General Augusto Pinochet's dictatorship after the country's 1973 military takeover. Neruda's body was exhumed in 2013 to determine the cause of death, but those tests showed no toxic agents or poisons in its bones. In 2015, Chile's government said that it's highly probable that a third party was responsible for his death. The World Health Organization is part of an international effort working to rapidly contain an outbreak of the deadly Marburg virus disease in eastern Uganda on the border of Kenya. Lisa Schlein has our story.
Marburg hemorrhagic fever shares similarities with Ebola. The virus is very rare, extremely contagious, and has a high mortality rate. It is spread from person to person through bodily fluids. There is no specific treatment. And so since the first case of the disease was detected, the Uganda Ministry of Health responded rapidly to the emergency. WHO Regional Emergency Director for the Africa region, Ibrahima Sosfal, says the international health teams are working closely with Uganda to make sure the outbreak is contained locally.
The teams have already investigated the area, have identified potential contact of the disease case, and are monitoring these contacts.
The agency has released $500,000 from its emergency fund, but says more money is needed to tackle this disease and prevent it from spreading. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that will allow the Air Force to bring back to active duty as many as 1,000 retired pilots to address a pilot shortage. A spokesperson for the Pentagon said the pilot supply shortage is a national-level challenge that could have adverse effects on all aspects of both government and commercial aviation sectors for years to come. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.